Welcome to another Final Cut Pro tutorial. In this tutorial we're going to have a brief overview of the transform, crop and motion editors that are actually built right into the viewer here, here and here. So without further delay, let's get started straight away with the transform editor. So we've got a clip selected in the timeline. By the way, you'll also notice that I have the skimming turned off. I find this a little bit frustrating when I want to get to a certain place. So I prefer it off just because I'm a bit old school. I like Final Cut Pro 7, so this makes it a little bit more familiar for me. Whatever takes your fancy. Whatever floats your boat. Can't think of any others. If you can think of another analogy, post it in the comments below. So we've got our clip selected and it's actually very simple. We can just press this button. This is going to activate the motion editor. And you can see that from here we can drag our corners. We can drag from either one of the sides and that will allow us to distort the aspect as opposed to just the scale from the corners. We can reposition it with the center. You can also reposition from these, I believe, from the corners like that. And then this handle here is rotate, kind of like in Microsoft Word. And then you can hold down Shift to snap to specific angles. I believe it's 45 degrees, 90s, and back to how it was. And the cool thing about these features is that, one, it's really interactive, and second, we can actually add keyframes. So up here is a button that allows us to add a keyframe. You can just click that button there. Then we can travel forward in time, add another keyframe, and move the shot over to here. And you can see this red line has been drawn, and that's letting us know that we're actually creating some kind of movement. So when we scrub back through, you can see we've now created some kind of movement. What we can even do is go even further, add another keyframe, and scale the shot up. And now, this shot changes scale and position. This is cool. It's probably not what you want to do, but that is how it works. You can turn off the tools here, but it is going to remember your transformations. If you want to turn off what you've done, just head over into the inspector. And you can see that our transform tool is here. We can turn that off, and that will revert us back to how it is. But what's cool is that it's actually going to remember everything we've done. So if we want to actually turn it back on, we can just check this box in. And everything we did has been remembered. And the other tools actually work the same. So let's go to the next clip and try out the crop tool. So we grab the crop tool now, and this actually works in a similar way in the sense that we can grab the corner, and then we can do two sides at once, or we can just do a single side. And we're going to crop it to the middle. Like that. And one of my favourite things about this feature is just think of the possibilities. Okay, let's set a keyframe here, and then let's go to the first frame and set another keyframe and revert it to its original. Then let's grab this clip. Let's not grab this clip. Let's grab another clip and put it over the top. We can disable this layer so that we can see the layer below. We can just hit V to where it cut trims. So it stops about there. And then let's cut this layer down to here. Let's turn this layer back on. Hit V again. Can't find it. Enable. There we go. And because our crop tool is still activated, we can now apply the crop to this layer. And very quickly, we are now starting to layer the clips up. And because of the magnetic timeline, if we were to grab this clip and move it in between, you can see that these clips are always going to stay together. So if it cuts in, The other clip comes in, and then let's throw in a third clip. Wow, we're crazy today. Let's shorten the duration. There. I think the curved edges certainly removes a lack of specificity. It gives you less control. The way Final Cut wants you to work, it wants you to grab clips, throw them into the timeline, and then play around with them in there with the precision editor, which is fine, but some people like to be precise in their media browser. So it depends how you like to work. And then with this third clip, obviously, we've still got our crop tool enabled. We can come in and crop this down to here. So you know all them cool music videos that are really in fashion at the moment? Well, this is why you want to use it. This is exactly the kind of a scenario in which this would be cool. I mean, look how quickly we've created something that looks pretty cool. It's fluid, and we've got some nice kind of like borders going on. In fact, what we can even do is go into the move tool, move it over so that the center's there, and then go back to the crop tool. Oh, sorry, we're going to have to move it central first. We take Vinny sitting on a bench, and then grab the move tool. Very quickly. Look at that.
Well, we weren't actually doing anything, yes.
But obviously there was some horrible audio there that we just decreased the sound levels down. If you check out the tutorial for working with sound in Final Cut Pro on my channel, youtube.com/DanOnABouncyCastle or youtube.danallenfilms.com takes you right to my YouTube page. So you can see here the kind of effect that you can create really quickly. So if you're one of the musician artists, you can see there's loads of flexibility to layer up all your audio tracks and cut some pretty cool music videos. I mean, if you are a YouTube user, I honestly cannot think of a better program. I cannot advise a better program than Final Cut Pro 10. And I am being honest, that this is what it was made for. It's very much is. So with this in mind, let's just grab this clip and throw it back to here, and then introduce ourselves to the final manipulator, which is the distort effect, also known as, well, it was known as motion, I don't know. So we click on that to activate it, as you do with any other effect. And the way this works is that you can grab the corners, and that distorts diagonally, and then you can move it around. It's kind of like a corner pin effect. I think that's the best way to look at it if you're familiar with other visual effects programs. And you can also use the sides to skew it. For instance, if we just command Z back to the original, you can notice that that really is a skew effect. But obviously you can move it up and down as well. If you hold down Shift, you can limit yourself to one direction. Not the group one direction, but actually one axis of movement. It's probably a cleverer way to say it. And just like anything else, it's keyframeable. So let's add a keyframe. Let's go back to the first frame. Let's throw that up there. And maybe what we need to do, we need to zoom into our timeline, not our viewer. We just click up here and go back to fit. Make sure our timeline is selected and then zoom into there. Let's just ensure that all of these line up with the edit point. What we can even do is select all three clips. go over to our transitions and add cost to run it. And now when we play it back, you can see the skew is applied over the duration of the shot. So, very quickly, we've introduced ourselves to these tools, and like with all of these tools, if we go into our inspector, you can see that we can actually turn off all of these. We've got the crop tool and the distort tool. If we turn off distort, you can see it's back to how it was, but it remembers the information we told it, and I think that is very important in doing so. So, I hope this tutorial was informative. I actually think this is one of the coolest things about the new Final Cut. Ability to very quickly manipulate your footage. My favourite is the crop tool, similar to a garbage map in most other applications, but quicker. If this is the kind of thing you want to do, like I said, there is nothing better. And you can see that the effects we applied do need to be rendered. If we press Command 9, you can see our background renderer, and that is just working away very quickly. Look at that, flying through. And we're done. And now all our clips are real time.